I have a lovely fridge magnet here. I know you can't really see it from where you are, but this normally has Pride of Place on my filing cabinet in my office. And it's from my girls, Petra and Tia. So I actually want them to come up and read this out loud, if you would. You know, come up and read it to everyone, what this says. All right, you ready?
Someday I will find my prince, but my daddy will always be king.
Yeah. Isn't that great? Now, as it happens, we had a wedding here yesterday. Adam Bates married Helen Barnett. In fact, some of the guests are here, including the mum and dad of the bride, Ian and Diane. It's lovely to have you here. And Ian, I don't know if this is how you, if this is true, you can tell me, because you officially handed Helen over yesterday.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Explain, Helen was, I was the first man in the life, I was the first man to love her, she was, I was the first man to love her, but I actually then said I was standing down.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, no, I think it will be different with them, actually. So, not right. Anyway, it struck me that there is something inside many of us that likes the idea of being looked up to, or being king, being some kind of ruler, being in charge, however that expresses itself. And I need a king. In fact, we had a king in the first service. I think I'd like a queen, and I'd like someone who's a little bit older. So, Gracie, would you just come and be a queen for us for a minute? There's your throne. You can sit down there. And I've got a few things for you. The first thing is you need your royal robes. Well, I don't have any royal robes, but this is something Bree's got last week for her birthday, which she hasn't worn yet, but never mind. So you're... Apart from Harry, you're the first person to wear this. So there you go. There's your royal robe. Kev, it's got the tag on it still. Now, I'm going to give you a sword, which might seem a bit violent, but in the old days, kings, of course, used to lead the charge, lead the armies, and often they'd have swords. So there you go. There's your sword. And if you've got a sword, you're going to need a shield, aren't you? Have you got everything? A crown. Good point. Sir. There is your crown, your majesty. We bow before you. So, you have 2 minutes of being in charge, of being the queen. Would you like to make any new laws or rules? Anything you'd like to change?
That everyone's free in their religion.
Oh, everyone's free. Freedom of religion, that's a good thing. Yeah, anything else? What about the price of chocolate? Would you like to make it cheaper? No, I see. Would you like vegetables to be cheaper?
Yeah.
What about school? Would you do you think it's enough sport and art?
Not enough art.
Not enough art. More art, less numeracy and literacy, perhaps. What about bedtimes? Later bedtimes?
No, because I get tired.
You get tired. Okay. All right. Anyone else? Very good. It's quite good, isn't it, if you could be a king or a queen, if you can set the rules, make the laws, and make some good ones, hopefully everyone would follow them. So, did you enjoy your reign?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Right, it's over now, sorry. But thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Make a mess here. Now, of course, it would be wonderful, but Grace Edwards Grundy is not the queen of our country. Who's the queen of our country, anyone know? Anyone? Yes? Yes. Where's my clicker gone? And we live in the United Kingdom. Anyone tell me which countries are in the United Kingdom? This is a test, by the way. Thank you. Come on. England? Scotland? Wales? You sure? Yes, Northern Ireland. That's right. And... So we live in the United Kingdom, although it should be called the United Queendom, really, at the moment, but it's the United Kingdom. We live in a constitutional monarchy that's also a parliamentary democracy. But don't worry about that. So I got thinking, what does it mean? What does it mean to actually live in Britain? What does it mean to be British? What is Britishness? Here's what one person said. Being British is about driving a German car to an Irish pub for a Belgian beer, then travelling home, grabbing an Indian curry or a Turkish kebab on the way to sit on Swedish furniture and watch American shows on Japanese TV. Yay, that is what we are, isn't it? On a slightly more serious note, as I was thinking, what does it mean? I thought, well, we take the law very seriously in our country, don't we? We uphold the law. Rules are there to be obeyed. And you will face the judge and possibly prison if you don't follow all the laws. We have a protection. The Royal Navy. My dad was in the Navy for 12 years. Royal Air Force, I had 2 weeks with them. The British Army. But these groups protect us. They do a good job of that. And they may protect us overseas sometimes. Tax. Now, I know tax isn't always a very popular thing. But when you think about what so much of your tax goes towards, I think, who's happy they pay tax? Can I just say, who's happy you pay? Thank you. That's great. Tax is a good thing. It's a good thing. In fact, if the government said, who in the country would like to pay a bit more tax to help the country, I think a lot of people might do that, actually, because it's going towards good things. So it's not an evil thing. Right. But what are British values? What's at the heart of who we are? Some people have had to think about this, see, Department for Education, and here are their values. Individual liberty, mutual respect, the rule of law, tolerance, and democracy. Okay, so apparently those are our British values. Yeah, very biblical, isn't it? Now, we live in the United Kingdom, if this is where you live, but we are, more importantly, part of another kingdom, which is the kingdom of God. And the king of the kingdom of God is Jesus. He's our king. And we've heard the story, how Breeze was sharing, how in Jesus' day, they really wanted a king. They wanted the king with the sword, because they wanted to kick the Romans out of Palestine. They were occupying them. They were taxing them very heavily. They wanted to get rid of them. So Jesus, come and be our king. I said last week, Passover was such a good time to do this, because everyone was very nationalistic at Passover. But Jesus didn't choose to ride in on that war horse. He came in on a donkey. I don't know about you, but if I was wanting to lead an army, I would not sit on a donkey. Not even just a donkey, a baby donkey. Yeah, Jesus is making a very clear point here, what kind of king he is. I'm not a military ruler, I'm the Prince of Peace. I have come to bring peace to the world. But make no mistake, at the triumphal entry, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, he was very clearly saying, I am king. Bree shared that prophecy from Zechariah. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. So Jesus was very clearly making a statement, your king has come. But what are the values of living in this kingdom? We sort of shared about British values. Can I ask some of the adults or children, if you like, what are some of the values of God's kingdom? Some of the traits, some of the aspects of it. Anyone? Yes, Dan. Everyone's created equal. Brilliant. Everyone's created equal, yeah. Any more? Tim? Grace. Absolutely. Grace and forgiveness and all that, mercy and all those things. Paul, what did you say? Grace, yeah. Any others? Love. I'm glad you said that. Love is, in the Bible, we have the fruits of the Spirit. It's Geraldine, isn't it? Well done. We have love, joy, peace, and the list goes on. There are 9 of them. Now, if we had a physical country in the world that was governed by love, joy, and peace, who would want to live there? It would be an amazing, be a popular place to go and live, wouldn't it? But these are the very qualities in the kingdom of God. It's a good thing. But of course, the clue is in the title, Kingdom of God. God is in this kingdom. You know, it's lovely having Queen Elizabeth, but we have God ruling the kingdom for us. And so this morning, this is a reminder that Jesus is king. And we sing that, and but it's no good saying Jesus is king and then going and doing whatever we want to do. The idea of Jesus' kingship is that we obey him. That we say, you are Lord, you are the ruler, and you have a great kingdom, and I want to belong to it, and therefore I'm going to do what you ask of me. But that kingship is not just for us, it's also for others. Is Jesus just the king of Christians? No, he's the king of the world. In the book of Revelation, he's called King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And here's that lovely verse from Philippians. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's what we want, isn't it? We want to know Jesus as our King, but the benefits of living in God's kingdom are so wonderful. To live under his authority is so wonderful that we want others to know that kingship too. They will be blessed if they can know it. And we have a duty to share Christ with them. We're going to express this in song, actually. Thanks, guys. We're going to sing. Praise him, you heavens and all that's above. The chorus says, great in power, great in glory, great in mercy, King of heaven, great in battle, great in wonder, great in Zion, King over all the earth. Let's sing that together.